The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I had this revelation. I think that chicks that have soft life in their bio or their caption right there, I'm telling the homie, stay away from it, bro. She just want to be taken care of. She want all the bills paid. You're going to pay for every day. You're gonna have to do everything. And I get it when you're in a relationship, but when you just building with somebody, it'd be like, you know how expensive it is? I don't know how people date in LA, bro. Hey, what's up, guys? I'm to hear more.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And this is another episode of Damn Internet. You scary. Hey, we got a very special guest in the house, ladies and gentlemen. His first time of the new year being on the show. You've seen him. He is Mr. Everywhere, honestly. From the gifts that he gets sent to the random trips to Japan, to the glow in the dark Game Boys, everything. Ladies and gentlemen, he's back. Give it up for Cleo Thomas.
Back in this thing, man. What's up, fellas? What's up, man? Happy New Year, 2026.
You made it through that dumpster fire of 2025. Shit.
Jesus. Jumped right into another one, though. So much crazy stuff going on.
Man, dog, I listen, bro, it's sometimes hard to get on social media. I be wanting to make videos, but as soon as you open up the app, you see an eye snatching somebody or just doing some wild shit, and it's like, bro, this doesn't make it fun.
Man, not for real. You really just gotta stay off the phone. I'm trying to do that, like, for the first hour at least after I wake up, just off the phone.
Yeah, man. It can fuck with your energy, man. Like it really, really can, man. So I do the same thing. Only thing I get my phone for is music when I queue it up for a workout or something. Because you're right, bro. Like that shit is toxic now.
Yeah,
it is toxic.
We're seeing so much, man. Like we're really getting a chance to see what's going on everywhere in the world at the same time as everyone else. You're seeing also not only the moment but the opinions. You got your own opinions on things, bro. Like we are overly stimulated. It's very only so. The 12 days into 2026, and we're already overstimulated.
No warm up at all. Nope. Like I remember, nope. And what's crazy is like before I started doing the hour thing, I would wake up from an amazing dream, and I would be like, man, you know, like those first few seconds where you're like, oh, that was a good dream. I want to sit here and think about it so I don't forget it. And I checked my phone. The first video was this dude getting socked out by his girl. And I was like, all right, well, this day is dude's getting socked out by his girl. And I was like, that was the first thing I saw. And then I just forgot the dream and just had a weird day.
Hey, I had this revelation. I think that chicks that have soft life in their bio or their caption right there, telling the homie, stay away from it, bro. She just want to be taken care of. She want all the bills paid. You're going to pay for every day. You're going to have to do everything. And I get it when you're in a relationship, but when you just building with somebody, it'd be like, you know how expensive it is? I don't know how people date in LA, bro. Because you pay for everything. You're going to pay for parking. You got to pay for the food. You got to pay for the drink. Cocktails, $20, $22.
It tracked the lean of the this camera tracker is on it. It tracked him doing this.
It's bad, bro. Yeah. I just had a conversation too the other day, man. It's like as men in this world, like, dog, they coming for you regardless. Regardless. But then if you don't have the season two, she want to be able to duck right into what you got going on. Now that, like,
yourself, Kings.
We used to hear, like, yo, do you want another expense? Like, that is another expense. As a business-minded man, that's another expense.
Right.
You know who I don't feel sorry for right now is rappers. Rappers like Offset. And let me be clear, before somebody tries to cut this and, you know, label it however they want to, I ain't got no beef with Offset. None whatsoever. I think he's a very talented rapper. Don't think he makes the greatest decision when it comes to dating, but who am I to say anything? You know what I'm saying? Just a guy. But when you talk to somebody like Selena Powell, who has been on interviews asking other chicks if she let a rapper come in her, and she was like, no, I didn't let him come in. He's like, sure, I do. I be telling these niggas I be on birth control and I don't be on it. She said this on an interview, and you still talking to this chick? She posted videos of y'all sleep. Now she's selling a sex video on her Patreon, fam. What is going on?
Well, the crazy thing that I haven't heard anybody talk about yet was, like, everybody's like, Offset. But I was watching an interview with her, and I was just in shock. She was just, like, pulling up receipts of, like, text messages. Like, the whole podcast was about basically her telling his business. And I was sitting there, I was just like, yo, like, this exists? Like, it was shameless. It wasn't even like, ha, I'm evil. It was just like casually, like, talking about Cardi, talking about the kids, talking about Stefan, like, setting up Stefan Diggs and stuff like that. And I was just like, this woman is insane. But yeah, I get it. Like, people are like, Offset, you're a rapper. You're supposed to, you know, not pillow talk and do all this stuff. But of all people, like, that's a crazy one. To do it, bro, with Selena Powell.
She's the Joker. She's the Heath Ledger Joker. She just wants to watch the city burn.
I can't believe it.
Corinne Steffens, Kat Stacks. Is Selena Powell in the Hall of Fame?
I would put her above Kat Stacks. Because Kat Stacks didn't have the resources to be as evil as she could have been. You know,
nope.
Back then it was DVDs and like write-ups and stuff like that. If they had... Like, if Superhead and Kat Stacks, they had social media like it was today, they probably would have been on the same type of stuff. But I would put Selena higher because she has
the reach, right?
Right. Yeah. She can directly show us, like, I was just with Offset. And what?
No, I had a girl ask me, she's like, why do men still go and deal with, like, a woman like that? And it's weird. I'm going to tell this really quick. Like, I had a partner. And the partner of mine said, yo, stay away from this chick. Like, he let the whole crew know. And then a week later, he had the chick with him. And he did. And I was like, what are we, like, bro, everyone got the warning and the heads up and you let the chick, like, what is we doing? So there was a part of him understanding his mindset. Like, it was marketing, this, that, and the other. Okay, bet. Maybe. But
marketing. When we didn't do
it, it was... Listen, this is early blog era stuff, mixtape era stuff. You feel me? Where it wasn't where we are now. As long as you feel what I'm saying, it's that space. So it was that conversation. But then I got to be real. I think certain women know how to talk to men like that. Like, dudes be already on their P's and Q's, or they're trying to be. They're already nervous. They don't want to, like, say the wrong thing or make the wrong move. And it'd be women like her who understand that and just know how to talk to them, just to let that guard down, just enough to play them from point A to point Z. I don't get it.
I wouldn't even say let your guard down. He was sleeping over. That's like ultimate guard down. Like, you
tripping?
Stay the night,
bro. I feel like there are guys out there who encounter these type of women and feel like they can change them. Feel like they're smarter than them because they sold dope or they moved through the streets, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've been in the trenches before. I know how to move around chicks like this.
You don't.
Women are smarter than us when it comes to, like, figuring shit out, and they know how to manipulate us with their words to make us feel like we're in control. You're not in control, nigga. It has come off the rails. You're not in. You're out of your lane. you gotta get out of there.
I feel like we be trying to try women like how we used to try our parents when we were kids, but it's like literally like you ever like thought you were slick when you were a kid, and now we're at our adult, you see what the kids are doing, we're like, ain't no way I looked like that. Ain't no way I thought I was getting away with that shit. I feel like that's how we feel like we are with women, but they're the parents. they play us way easier.
Listen, a guy will come up with a lie about where he been, right? Just one lie. Oh, I was at such and such house. All she got to do is call. She can verify that easily, right? Or she can go to whoever house you're supposed to be in, check his stories. He was out last night. What time was you at his house, right? That's a guy's thing. Women think fail safe. They come up with four different scenarios, and based on how you asked her how her night was, she's going to give you those. And those help say fails on it. Like, bro, like, we can't.
Batman.
Yeah. Batman. Hella contingency plans, bro. Doomsday plans.
Prep time.
Yeah.
You give a woman prep time. But on the flip side, this is where they were nerfed, though. On the flip side, if they caught red-handed, it crumbles immediately. Horrible, horrible liars.
Ooh, they got way too many tells.
That's what I'm saying. Batman, because it's like with prep time, they'll take out the best of us. Mm-hmm. But no prep time, fumble city.
Oh. Why would you even be going through her stories anyway? You don't trust me? Like, no, don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. Don't try to spin it because you're wrong. Yeah, all right, man, I got a couple icebreakers, man. It was a good opening, but let's jump to some icebreakers, man. Just switched up the energy. This is actually a good one. Would you rather be late with a good excuse or on time and miserable?
Describe miserable.
Let's say you get there on time, call time is 2 p.m. Everybody else shows up around 2:45. Y'all don't get started to 3:15. You're like, man, I should have fucking... Should have came when everybody else fucking came.
Cleo's good at this. Cleo's too good at this one. This is a bad question for Cleo.
What? Is he chronically on time?
I'm on time and miserable, bro. I'm tucked. I'm cool.
Same.
I'm on time. I'm not like, bro, even come down to when I travel to airports, I would rather be early and wait than late, bro. I'm not gonna
deal with that. Great example. Airport.
I'm not gonna deal with that stress, bro. And your heart rate gets up, you anxious, you looking around and you're trying to get to that. So that's that aspect of life, right? Just getting on a plane. But like when it comes to call, you mentioned call time, bro. I'm there 15 minutes early. I'm tucked, I'm chilling, I got everything I need. I'm cool. I can't stand an unprofessional late motherfucker.
Me neither.
Being late. Like it makes me have assholes. Shit. Like I hate cutting it too close, getting to the airport, because now I got the shit feeling, and I know I got to stay in the security. I got my lower back sweating. Okay, yep. I don't like that. I'm standing there, and if I'm packing for somewhere that I'm headed to that's cold, I got this coat on. I'm all disheveled. It's too much. I'd rather be there early, go and hang out in the lounge or something like that. I can't do it, man. I can't do it. Can't be late. I'll be miserable.
That's my 2026 goal, man. No more lateness. Today was the last day. Today was the last day. You know what's crazy about this conversation? Being late actually is miserable. I'm a nervous wreck when I'm like, when you in traffic.
Really?
Yes. When you in traffic late, you mad at everybody. And I'm sure everybody thinks I'm probably like, I guess
yes.
I'll go.
Yes, nigga. Yes. Absolutely. Pat comes in late and he's so jovial. He's like, hey, what's up, brother? All of this and backslaps and all this. I'm like, you don't even give a fuck. Why do I care so much? I had no idea he was nervous.
I do. It's awful. It's awful. Every single time I'm late, there's a lot going on and it's terrifying all the way up into, just because I hate the feeling of it. I hate the feeling of it. It's so stressful. Hey, you might need to turn the sensitivity down or something.
I just figured out how to turn it off. So I didn't know that at first. So
it's a hand signal.
This is tracking. And then now it's off. I didn't know a hand yet. Literally just took it out the box.
It's kind of inconvenient for literally being on camera though, right?
You say what?
For being on camera, like having a visual cue is kind of interesting.
To hear tech, it sounds like a great YouTube channel.
To heck. you're right. To hear tech, yeah, you're right.
I like it. I like it. Come on, to hear. Start the YouTube channel, bro. Start the unboxings and the reviews.
Man, listen. I will. I got, you know what? If I did something like that, I would probably get it. And I have to set up a P.O. box for people to send stuff to. That's another thing you're doing stuff like. It comes with a lot. And then what am I going to do with all that tech? I'm not going to keep all of it. So I'm going to have to just find people to send it to.
You do what everyone else does. They get the tech, they use it, and then they wait 2 or 3 months because the newer version or the other competitor drops something, and then you sell what you got.
Or do giveaways. That's what Hippie said. Do giveaways. Work too.
Cleo, do you give away some of the stuff that you have, like the unboxings that you do?
Yeah. I have it a part of my Patreon. Every month I give away two giveaways of just something from my collection, whether it's something that's like in the collectible category or something that's like more tech stuff. Yeah, because I have a lot of stuff, bro.
Yeah, for real.
I always wonder how you manage all of your inventory, bro, because you do 2 to 3 unboxings a month. You got, I got the perfect place for this. How do you still have the perfect fucking place for this? And you did 48 unboxings over the summer. Where's the place at? Do you have a museum?
But I'm also very organized. Yeah, I'm very organized. I got places to tuck this thing. Like, even to my right now, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There's 8 clamps attached to this dry board. 8 clamps. They all do different things. But it's organized and it's out the way.
What does that mean? Let me ask you this. Did you finish the bear brick?
I finished one of them. Yeah.
What do you mean finished?
No. The collecting ones, the smaller ones that you were putting in the is that it?
Oh.
Yeah. All I gotta do is get all the pink ones to match this one, and I'm done.
That's insane, bro.
Those are all like limited edition?
Yes, sir.
That's amazing, bro.
Yeah, then we had to start a second one.
Do y'all realize, Cleo, wow, Pat, we're living the dreams and manifestations of our 10 to 13 year old self, being able to buy arcade games, being able to collect those bear bricks, being able to have the shoes that you want, being able to style your place the way you want. Pat don't have that Christmas tree up until April. And it's okay because that's his house. He paid the rent there. But we're living those dreams, those fantasies, those imaginations. We're literally, even when times get hard, bro, like you got, each one of us have a vehicle we could just pick up and go anywhere. Cleo drives 2 hours to Disneyland to get a turkey leg
and then turns around. That's the crazy part.
And he's an adult, and that's something that he liked from a childhood on, and he can do it, bro. That's amazing, bro.
Have you ever walked into Disneyland, got a turkey leg, and walked out?
Yeah, several times.
Like, no, but you had a season pass?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I walk in, I park in Mickey and Friends, I take the tram. I walk right between California Adventure and Disneyland, walk through the gates, go to right next to the castle, get my turkey leg, walk right back out, go back to the tram, and then I'm back on the road. And that takes about a 45-minute experience.
That's an errand. Like, you did an errand in Disneyland. That's crazy.
Bro, that's a full-day errand, though. Because it's going to take you, what, 1.5, 2 hours to get there?
No. If I time it right, I'll get there in about 45 minutes.
Okay,
if I time it right, get there in about 45 minutes.
That's like 45 to an hour.
Parking's gonna
take how long?
20 minutes.
20 minutes of parking. And then you got to catch the tram, and then you got to walk. So that's another, 20?
No, I'm saying 20 minutes between parking, tram, and to the front gates of the park.
Okay, so we had 1 hour 20 max right now. Standing in line to get the turkey leg, how long?
8 minutes max.
8 minutes max. All right, so we got 1 hour 30 now. Yeah. You're going to eat it in the car?
I've eaten it in the car without even putting the car in drive. I've sat there and indulged.
Okay, let's say that's 20 minutes on that, right? So that we had 1 hour 50, right? You got to drive back.
Yeah.
And even if you time it right, you still one of those is gonna be an hour.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. For
so now we had 3 hours for a turkey leg.
Yeah, you're right.
Are you buying multiple ones so you can have one for the next day?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. One to indulge in the car and then one to indulge either when I get back home or the next morning.
Okay. Because
quite funny. I just feel like there's at least three people on Earth who walked by that car and saw Cleo Thomas eating a turkey leg in its car in the parking lot of Disneyland. That is a funny.
No, wait. Do you take a bowl of Kraft mac and cheese so you can enjoy the
guys, listen. I know that this Kraft thing is gonna ride me forever. I have an announcement to make.
Oh my God.
This New Year's, I got a chance. This Christmas time, I got a chance to go to a holiday party. There's a friend of mine named Tiffany who's a huge Wizard of Oz fan, and she could not stand the fact that I love Kraft mac and cheese. She says, "I don't care. I'm making you a homemade mac and cheese, and I'm going to bring it to the Christmas party." I said, "Fine. I'll try yours. I'm not going to like it, but I'll try it." Fellas, I've been converted.
Come on!
It's about damn time. Come on.
Welcome back.
I've been converted, man. I have seen the light.
Preventing you from getting a full black card, man. And no shade to Kraft, but let's be real. That cheese is powder.
Yes.
It's powdered cheese.
Yes. Yes, but I can say that Tiffany put together one hell of a mac and cheese plate for me, and I was like, oh, okay. I had to grow up. I had to mature.
What about it was better, like, to you?
Everything. Everything. The flavor, the texture of the noodles, the cheese that she used. I didn't even ask. I didn't want the recipe. I just wanted to try it because I didn't want to know what it was. Then I get to judge in that. I said, just let me have it. She put it on the plate, and I took 2-3 bites, and I said, oh, yeah. Oh, this is it.
It's like the homie losing his virginity. It's just like, guys, it feels great. I tried some butt for the first time.
Oh, God, bro. I can say that I have been converted. I've seen the light, guys.
Do you think you can go back to Kraft? Really?
Listen, Kraft is his bottom bitch. I don't expect him to change completely overnight. I don't see that. We got to be realistic. He probably got two holes underneath his desk right now. But the fact that he's willing to give something else a chance, I'm thankful for that. Because, hey, listen, I was worried about you, brother.
That was one thing I wasn't going to bend on, bro. I was like, I'm cool because everybody, not everyone's mac and cheese is going to taste the same. I'm with the consistency. Yeah. I'm with all that. But I will say that I had mine this holiday season, and I will say that I would like another plate.
That's fire. I feel like Kraft mac and cheese is still going to get a 3 a.m. text. Like, wait, what you doing? I feel like every now and then you're going to revisit on the low, but that is beautiful news.
Let me get an easy Mac cup on the road, bro. I'll be all right. It was a road one. I was just on the road.
Damn. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, listen, man, since we share new experiences, guys, I want to let y'all know about Cash App, all right? Because Cash App, you know, they've been stepping it up for a while. Shout out to Cash App, man, because it's one of the trusted ways to send and receive payments. It makes it so easy. One of the great things I love doing is when we at a restaurant, you know what I'm saying? Everybody like, oh, I got this. No, just Cash App me. This is the bill. Now we can put it all on one card. It just makes it so much easier because I'm not going all of that divided, you know, let me give you this much in cash and no, just Cash App me all of it. But Cash App just released a new status program for the way people actually spend called Cash App Green. It unlocks new ways for you to pay, get rewarded, and easily grow or manage your money on your terms. Now, when you spend at least $500 a month with the Cash App card or Cash App Pay, you earn green status, which unlocks benefits like up to $200 of free overdraft coverage, higher borrow limits, and custom personalized cash back offers every Friday at places you love to shop. So, this is a great opportunity for you guys to turn everyday spending into status with Cash App Green. Download Cash App today or visit Cash App cash.app/new to learn more about this and other great features launching now for a limited time. All right, that means you got to hop on this one for a limited time. New Cash App customers can earn $10 if they use the code CashApp10 in their profile at sign up and send $5 to a friend within 14 days. So that means you sign up, you put CashApp10 in the profile, and within 14 days, you just send $5 to a friend and you can earn $10. Terms apply. Cash App is a financial service platform, not a bank. Banking services provided by Cash App Bank partners. Prepaid debit cards issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC. Cash App Green, overdraft coverage, borrow, cashback offers, and promotions provided by Cash App, a Block, Inc. brand. Visit cash.app/legal/podcast for full disclosures.
Wow.
Cleo, you got kind of fuzzy. Okay, it's coming back. It's coming back now. Okay, there it is. We good. All right, guys, we got some crazy stories, man. Let's dive into it, man. We got some new shit right here. Actually, man, I wish we had that one story about old boy, even though I know it's still unfolding, but the guy that had like 100 bodies or 100 remains of 100 bodies in his yard. Have y'all heard that crazy shit?
No.
Oh man, we gotta see if Hippie can find that story while we go through some of these other ones. But yeah, man, it's some crazy shit going on in the world right now. But let's hop into this robot that breaks a 7-year-old's finger during a chess match.
The
shit is getting crazy. Before we jump into it, I just want to let y'all know I just got back from Vegas. Shout out to my homeboy Orlando, my homegirl Mila Mapp. Went out there for co-ed bachelor/bachelorette party. And they were really pushing for it. I'm like, yo, you just told me about this 2 weeks ago, bro. I'm not staying at the Cosmo. It's too expensive. Went out there, had a great time. First night, went to dinner. Then we went to some club called On the Record. They got the dancing robot in the club, bro. Oh, I'm gonna make the video. He's doing all of this.
He's doing the robot.
Yeah.
He's doing what he's known for.
His moves was limited. He was really just doing this right here, but he was moving his legs and shit too. But I was just like, all right, bro, this is kind of weird. They had him sitting on the couch too. People was taking pictures with the fucking robot. I'm like, bro, this is. And I saw some other videos.
That sounds cool as hell, by the way.
It does, right? But what scared me about it, one, being that close to the motherfuckers, but two, last week I saw a video about these new robots that are working in, I think, a car warehouse. And it takes them like 4 hours to assemble a car, and they showed like their lift capacity and the way they could just turn their torso around and keep walking like that. And they can also replace their own fucking batteries.
How do they take it out?
So it was like a cartridge type thing. They pull it out and maybe they have like a small reserve for that power to be able to pull the next one off the shelf and put it back in them and then just keep working. So they don't need breaks. They don't need lunches. They are doing Terminator right in front of our faces. Ain't nobody tripping off of it. We got the fucking AI bot. We got AI. They are already destroying our water sources because they got to cool these supercomputers off. Bro, if we ain't got no water and we can't fight these motherfuckers and they don't need no breaks, these motherfuckers attack us at 2 a.m. because we sleep. They don't sleep, bro.
Do you guys know the whole water thing with AI? What that is?
Just what I've read from it. It's the it takes so much to cool them. I guess they rush in the water through pipes, but it's affecting the water sources and these super centers where they're building these big computers and these what's the thing? The super processors and all of that. So, okay, here it is right here. A single AI query can use liters of water indirectly, depending on the model size and data center efficiency, consuming significant fresh water from local basins.
If that's why we run out of water, like if humans run out of water, that's like what causes our extinction because of AI. That's left field. I would have never saw that coming. I didn't even know it was using water like that.
We local still,
Let's track this. It's AI computers needing to use water for their cooling system, which eliminates our water, evaporates that. So now we're in Mad Max. Now we're in dystopian Mad Max world, which eventually takes us to Terminator.
Yep.
Which then takes us to the Matrix.
Right. Because that's because the robots are going to figure out how to be able to use salt water. Right. Now, they wouldn't use it at first because it's corrosive. Right. But they're going to figure out how to use it. And then they're going to use that as a supply for them. They're not going to share it with us because it's like if they give up their water, then the AI dies, their brain dies. They can't function. But if they get rid of us because we're the problem.
Kind of scary.
That's insanely scary.
Kind of scary, guys.
That's insanely scary. They're going to take our water? That's probably how they can get rid of us. It's just like, yeah, we need water to work. They probably don't even fucking need water to work. They just told us that. No.
They're storing it in a whole other thing.
It's like, yeah. Give us some water. We'll give you stupid photos.
Now, imagine that this is all just a simulation. None of this is true. None of this is real. It's all simulation. We sleep or whatever the fuck. And our creators are like, we gave them Terminator. We showed them how this could happen. Why would they go down this road? Humans are stupid. They're imperfect. Yeah, let's start over. Let's just wipe it all. Let's start over again because they keep making stupid decisions. I don't know. Just throwing it out there. Let's jump back into the story.
I have a real quick though. What do you guys like? Do y'all think that to AI from their perspective, Will Smith is like the first human?
Oh, because we saw the
Will Smith eating spaghetti is like the godfather of AI. So I wonder if they think that that's like the first human or like Jesus. Like, what if that's how it starts?
You know what's so crazy? Wait till they see his movie. Wait till they see him and Sonny. They'll be like, oh, we can't trust Buddy. He's trying to fuck Sonny up.
Yep. That's a fact. I feel like if that's the case, Chris Rock don't stand a chance for real.
if Will Smith is like the king of robots,
they're God, bruh. They're breaking in internet boy's house immediately.
He can't do nothing. He can't get no car. Everything is tapped into AI. They're gonna have it. Speaking of cars, shit getting crazy. Did y'all know in certain Toyota models you have to have a subscription to use the radio? Not like satellite radio, but to be able to use that little part right there, certain car models you need a subscription.
And you paying what? Toyota?
I think so. You can't use the radio without it. This is.
Can you imagine being in a shootout and you like you run it and you get in your car and you try to start it and they're like, your free trial is ended. Would you like to renew to turn the engine on?
Yes. Fuck. Hey, that's ridiculous, bro. Okay,
and I think that's why it's important. You got to keep old schools, like how Tahir got his old school, bro. You got to keep something that's like just before all of this.
American muscle, analog.
You see, even the Gen Z is trying to like make their way back to more physical media. Like, there's a reason for this. It's like, hold on, we kind of went a little too fast, too far.
We did. Yeah. And you know what? It's always a double-edged sword with everything that we do, and we embrace, and we use. Like, don't get me wrong, I love Netflix, love Hulu, love the ability to stream my favorite movie and buy it immediately and watch it or rent it. But because of things like that, it does saturate the market with so much stuff that we can't even take it all in. So somebody, for the people who got stuff out, I applaud them for being able to get out of their dreams and turn something into a reality. But there's so many people who may not ever even experience it because we are just overloaded. Like you say, a sensory overload. We have way too many options right now. And that's what's scary for TV and film. That's what's scary for music. You have to work so hard to break through the fray. At one point, if you had a nice song, good beat, everything like that, you could break through. But now you got to have a dance associated with it. You got to go on a streamer's show to get them to break it. Back in the day, you could pay. I mean, not saying that payola was good, but in Atlanta, you take your song to a strip club, but the DJ at the strip club fuck with it, the dancers fuck with it, the crowd fuck with it. You getting on. You know what I mean? Right. You got to have that follow-up immediately, but you getting on. Now, bro, you got to get somebody doing this and shit. And it, like, and bro, it's a bad time to be a rapper. You got a beef all the time. You can't make it to the top and be there for too long because then niggas gonna hate that you there for too long. It's like, what can you do? Comics are beefing with each other.
It's crazy.
I should have been a painter. I should have been Vincent Van Gogh. Cut my ear off, mind of my business, bro. It's tough out here, nigga.
It's so funny when like someone who's clearly and obviously trying to beef because they have something coming out. You know, like some people are like really good at like facilitating the beef and making it seem real and stuff. And some people are just terrible. They're just like, I got this thing coming out. Hey, I hate Cleo. He's not that good. It's just like out of nowhere. It's so bad and so desperate sounding.
Bro, Cloud is the crazy transition
between that. Like, think of the percentage. How many people really cross over to even go see the thing that you're promoting? People are more interested in the back and forth than the beef. You bring this up, and I got to talk about there was a film with Jean-Claude Van Damme and Dolph. What's the boy from Rocky?
Was it Bloodsport?
Nope, not Bloodsport. They had another movie together years later. It's Jean-Claude Van Damme and the tall Dolph Lurgan.
The
Russian guy. They really got on a red carpet in Cannes and got into a physical altercation all to promote their film. This was
Oh, but they were at the premiere for that film, right?
No, they were at a premiere in Cannes when they just have a film festival. They were out there like, you know, to show face and promote the fact, hey, we got this film coming out. And they were like, we ain't getting enough press. Let's get into a physical altercation on the red carpet. They did that then.
And another nigga's movie. That's the craziest part. It was just like, bro, whoa.
I had to do that here in my mama house?
1992.
Wow.
That's the name of the movie? 1992?
No, the name of the film was Universal Soldier, and they did this.
I do remember that. I watched that maybe last year.
Was it a believable fight?
Nah, did y'all if you watched the videos. Nah.
The one dude in Aiden Ross's camp who said he was going to go to New York because, you know, Glasses Malone said he was going to press all Aiden's people because they ain't got the same security and the same money and the same muscle as Aiden Ross. And this boy said he was going to go to New York to a Crip neighborhood or just be in New York wearing all red. And his homeboy was like, yo, I don't think you do that. You should do that. He was like, what? I'm finna make New York go viral. We're finna go viral. It's like,
yeah, you are.
Your safety. But what about your safety, sir?
That's the viral part.
Yeah. So here, this is jackass to them. Just look at it like that. Like, this is jackass. Each and every single one of them is their own episode of Jackass. It's not about safety. It's about like, yo, it's about clicks. It's about viewership. It's about the numbers. And look, we can't deny that it doesn't work because obviously it does. But the problem is you got the, like, again, we are so old at this point by being able to look back and like, but what about the next generation watching them do this that think this is the way to do it? There was always those guys. We were watching Jackass growing up.
Yeah. But also, there's also the stigma that's going to be attached to them for doing it. Right. Like, yeah, some of them might age out and grow up and verbally express their remorse for, you know, doing things early on in a career that was agitating or not safe, or, you know, the viewers that were watching them potentially could put themselves in harm by trying to emulate it. Right. Some of them are going to do it. A lot of them won't. Right. And I feel the same way about ICE agents. Like, ICE agents walk around with the shit on their face. Somebody's going to leak the list of ICE agents. And I feel like each generation becomes more and more emotionally and intelligent, emotionally sound and intelligent. And I think hopefully it's my prayer that we get to a point where we really can live in harmony. And I think that when those names get released, like it's gonna be bad, bro. It's gonna be bad because nobody, y'all got the anonymity right now. Y'all covering your face. We don't know who the agents are. I think it's gonna get to a point where they gonna get exposed, bro, and you're gonna be on the wrong side of history.
Yeah, this feels very I don't know. It feels weird, right? Like it's like you read about like how fucking Hitler was moving and stuff, and you're like, dang, how did it ever get to that? And then you see the news now, and you're like, uh-oh. Crazy. This is great. You gave them guns?
Yeah, uh-oh. Uh-oh, it's for real, bro. Uh-oh.
No thanks.
You ain't lying though. You ain't lying, bro.
I see so many similarities between what's happening in the real world, and I don't know if you guys watched the series Watchmen that was on HBO Max a couple years ago. It was the follow up to the film, and it starred Regina King.
Regina King.
If you watch that, bro, there's so many similarities that I'm just like, oh, yeah, another one.
The detectives had to cover that face, right?
The cops did. Yep, that's the one. Yeah. Wild times.
Kind of scary, man. Kind of scary. I'm sorry. We got way off topic, but it needed to be said, man. Black men having real conversations. All right. Hippie actually did find that article about the man. So we're gonna jump into that real quick before we get into the next thing.
Whoa.
So, yeah. So Pennsylvania man arrested with over 100 skeletons in basement after selling bones on Facebook.
Oh, that's how he was caught.
Bro, selling bones.
So Jonathan Gerlach of Lancaster County was arrested after the police say they discovered more than 100 human skeletons in the basement of his home, with remains ranging from over 200 years old to months old infants. Prosecutors say some were fully skeletonized. Others were still decomposing. Wait, what?
Decomposing.
I'm thinking that these are all old skeletons. He got some that are still decomposing.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, I was assuming he was stealing these, right?
Yeah, but you know, I guess I was thinking that he was just like these are all the old ones, because I saw on another video like the cemetery he was supposed to get them from. It was supposed to be super old, and I don't even know if it's still active like that. So I'm thinking, oh, these are all like just skeletons. He taking decomposing bodies too?
Oh. Yeah, I couldn't tell, because it's like the Ed Gein story when you assume that he killed all those people and then you find out he was like stealing the bodies. So they said like some were 200. So was he grave robbing too, or?
You know what? I'm going to throw my two cents on that one. It's like, what I've realized about the internet and the world is there are little niches for everything. So what Reddit black market off website message board where there was like, I'll trade you a femur for a finger,
right? It's just, you like, I need a tibula. I'm in Los Angeles,
and then that's how
he was tibula,
like how I collect consoles. He was the guy being like, yo, I gotta go track down.
Damn, you think they do unboxings,
bro?
I finally got him. It whoa, it's a dick. Mystery box. It's a fucking pelvis.
They caught him on January 6th. They arrested him as he exited the cemetery. I guess he was going shopping. At the time, police say he was carrying a burlap bag filled with human remains, including three skulls, a mummified body of two small children. Weeks earlier, a tipster told authorities that visitors of Gerlach's home had discovered a partially decomposed body hanging in his basement.
So I mean, unless he dug it up right away, which he could have did, I'm sure he had to kill some of them. Oh,
yeah. Human bones, so his, and skull selling. His Facebook account was tied to a group called Human Bones and Skull Selling, where messages suggest he was trafficking remains.
Did he think it was legal?
Even his Cash App profile reportedly featured a photo of him holding.
It sounds like he didn't even know it was illegal. He's just like,
that's the cold.
Well, grave robbing is illegal in itself, but I guess he's like, these people are dead. Who gonna come forward? Some of these bodies are 200 years old. Their family dead. Why y'all even care?
I wonder what he's doing with them.
But he's selling them. Now, the people that's buying, that's what you need to be worried about. What they doing with it?
They spend a little time at his house before he ships them off, though.
Yeah, because they said they found him with 200. His inventory was stupid.
Right. And wasn't he caught with a burlap sack filled with little baby skeletons?
Yeah. Yeah, it had three skulls and two small children with them. Decomposing.
Where was he based again? Because I'm thinking like 200, like no matter what, it's still
Pennsylvania.
Like, Pennsylvania. He probably had a nice house.
There we go. I'm like, that's a lot of space to take up, guys. 200 bodies?
Yeah, and I wonder if it's like one of those towns, you know, like on the East Coast, there's like those old school towns that just have cemeteries by the churches and stuff, like local cemeteries everywhere. So it was probably just a hot skip and a jump.
It wasn't far from them. They say that investigation began at the mausoleum break-ins were reported at the Mount Moriah Cemetery. He's in the Delaware County Prison awaiting a preliminary hearing on 574 charges, including burglary, abuse of a corpse, and criminal trespassing. Lock him up!
Here, you think he'll get off?
He already got off. 100 times. That's fucking crazy, man. That's why I just want to be cremated. Just burn me up.
Yeah, man. Like, let me get on up out of here, man.
Niggas is getting desecrated a century later. Can you imagine your spirit just getting a tap on the shoulder centuries later? Like, somebody's fucking your body. Like, what? I was buried, so I don't even have any people left. Yeah, somebody's fucking your body.
Man, that
you
is
a ghost after
that.
Not cool, bro. Not cool. The world just keeps getting crazier and crazier. And these ain't new stories. Like, this has been a thing. That's why I like to live and breathe by the idea that you can't ask why wouldn't some, like, excuse me, you can't ask the question, why would someone do that? You can't ask that question in our world. You have to ask the opposite. Why wouldn't somebody?
Yeah, that's true. Because people
everything is up for grabs. Everything is possible.
Everything has been done also. I don't even know if I can, like, think of a unique wild thing, because there's just too much shit, and like you said, there's a niche for everything. So
everything,
I feel like every other day I see some new sport that's like, why the hell would anybody spend money on this, and this should be like a packed house. Like, I just saw this shit called redneck boxing. Have you ever seen that? It's literally just two insanely shaped rednecks fighting, no training, no endurance. It's just redneck. And I was like, yo, any ideas y'all got that y'all need to get off, get them off.
There's a market for it.
For real.
I tell you what, bro. After reading something like that, man, I'm needless some to take the edge off. I want to let you know that this episode of DIYS is sponsored by IndieCloud, right? These are amazing gummies, and for those people who might be doing a dry January, so I'm like, this is perfect. This is perfect for that, and all the craziness that's going on in the world right now. Because there's a lot, guys. Let's keep it real. It is a lot going on, and sometimes you just need to just get away with it. All right? IndieCloud is your fully legal online cannabis dispensary. That's gummies, exotic flower, premium pre-rolls, and now zero sugar THC sodas, which basically tastes like someone finally invented a beverage that understands you. All hemp THC, DEA certified, lab tested, shipped discreetly, okay, because your business is your business and ain't nobody else's business, which is great because I do not want my neighbors all up in my business, all right? So the first week of 2026, I tried to be on that organized person, meal prep, morning stretches, inspirational quotes, and all of that. And by Wednesday, I was stress eating cereal at 11 p.m. at night. All right. So listen, nobody's perfect, guys. Nobody's perfect, but make sure you have some good alternatives at the house. You ain't got to go nowhere. Now that they got the zero sugar THC soda, it can be in your fridge and it can help calm down the craziness of your day. None of the hangover and none of the who did I text? You ain't got to worry about that, right? We not doing that going into 2026. So if you're 21 years or older, visit IndieCloud.co and use the code DIYS for 25% off plus free shipping on orders $89 and up. That's IndieCloud.co. That code is DIYS, 25% off, free shipping on orders $89 and up, and absolutely zero hangover regrets. Enjoy responsibly, and shout out to IndieCloud for making dry January actually bearable. All right.
I just threw away some Campbell's soup.
You say what?
That was the most random thing. Like, I went and threw away some Campbell's soup. You know, the CEO was talking about how it's like bioengineered meat and stuff. I don't know why. I just kind of cleared my pantry out.
Man, listen, he was like, I would even feed this to my dog.
Right. Like, this is the worst PR of all time. Like, all right, well, I didn't even know I had him.
Man, yeah, nah, that's crazy. All right, let's tackle a couple more stories and we're going to get up out of here. Do y'all know Cookie Monster's real name? Thought this one was interesting.
Cookie Monster has a real name?
I would Reginald.
Be. Reginald. That's a solid name. A solid name. Pat, what's your guess?
Chingy. It's the first thing that came to mind. What is it, man? I don't know.
Now, why would you do that right there? His name is Sid.
Really?
A fact revealed in a 2004 song, Me Eat Cookie. A 2017 interview and confirmed on his official Twitter account, though he prefers being called Cookie Monster. He mentioned being a mild-mannered little kid named Sid before his cookie obsession. And sometimes even uses the name Sid Monster, but Cookie Monster stuck as his public identity.
I don't think he ever called himself Sid Monster.
We are applauding a sickness, guys. All right. He has an eating disorder, and we really need to be talking about this.
Sid. It was with an S. It was with the S, right?
Yeah. He said I was Sid before the cookie obsession, almost like he lost himself to his addiction. It's like now all I am is cookies.
From Smeagol to Gollum and Lord of the Rings. It's like a completely different guy now. Yeah, I'll take it.
Also, fucking good for Cookie Monster for getting a 2017 interview. Like, I didn't know he was in. I didn't know niggas was interviewing Cookie Monster. We're getting new information on this nigga.
What if you saw Muppets like on their off time? Like, they was doing like regular shit, like drinking beer, smoking. Like, what if he went there? He was smoking a cigarette. Are we ready? Okay. Holds it out, smashing it with his Muppet foot.
Dog. When I think of Elmo not being a kid and being like grown and being frustrated. Having to get into it, like every take, having to like get into it is too funny.
His voice is hella deep in real life. Like, fuck, the name is long.
We're rolling over here. Like, shut the fuck up. Tickle me, Elmo.
Christian Bale rant. That'd be hilarious.
Hey, Tickle Me Elmo was one of them ones, bro. I remember that shit selling like crazy. I was too old for it, and I still kind of wanted one. My sister had one. I was like, this shit is cool as fuck, bro.
You like, really had to tickle it or what? Like, how you tickle it?
He would vibrate him and kick his leg.
Yeah,
but how you tickle a stuffed animal?
So they had sensors like on his like on his stomach area. It was just sensors, and it was like light. If you would just lightly press it in, he would start laughing and jiggle. Yes, and that Tickle Me Elmo doll, that was ABC News, Good Morning America, CNN. They reported on that Tickle Me Elmo doll the same way they reported like on Pokemon being the biggest craze. It was that big, bro. It was huge that holiday season.
Huge. Is Elmo Sesame Street?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So would you say he's the biggest puppet? Is he bigger than he's bigger than Big Bird, huh?
Yes.
I would say he is.
He's bigger than Big Bird, but it makes me wonder, you got to put Elmo and maybe because the Muppets and Sesame Street two different things. But I think of when you think of the Muppets, who do you think is the face of that? Kermit or Miss Piggy?
Kermit.
Kermit?
Yeah.
So yeah.
But Kermit is worlds ahead of everybody else. But Elmo is in Sesame Street though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So he's the most famous one.
Yeah, bro.
Bro, they are saying that just for the Christmas of 1996, they made $350 million in sales off of Tickle Me Elmo.
It dropped in Christmas?
Yeah, it dropped Christmas 1996. And it was selling for $28. Made $350 million in sales just by Christmas, with over 1 million units sold in the holiday frenzy, despite starting with a limited stock.
Damn.
Resellers were selling them for up to $1,000 or more.
The guy who was the wardrobe on Holes, I ran into him, I want to say 2 years ago. And we were having a conversation, we're going over some stuff, we're just talking about our lives up to that point. And he brought up the fact that he'd been in LA his whole life, him and Magic Johnson were close. He said Magic Johnson gave him a call and said, hey, I need you to get down to the Forum and come bring your cash. come buy some of the stock of what we got sitting over here. He goes, and it's fucking Tickle Me Elmo dolls. He said, what the fuck am I going to do with these toys?
At the forum?
At the forum. He said that is the greatest investment he ever made in life.
Because what, like this was an original investment, or he just got a bunch of them that year?
Somebody was moving them the other way. Somebody hustled them. Somebody had a whole, you know, what are they, pallets? Someone had a whole pallet tucked off, and sure enough, he came up that holiday season. Jeez.
Damn, because people were reselling.
Jeez. Yep. You just went for how much? It was 20. It was how much was retail?
28.
And the people were selling for a G.
$28.
Shit.
Yeah.
He came up. According to him, he came up that holiday season.
That was 96? God damn, that's the same year as Pokemon, right?
Yeah, because we're here for the anniversary. Yep.
Stressed out. Parents were stressed the fuck out, bro. I feel so bad. Like, they had to physically go to the mall during Christmas time. It wasn't online. It wasn't Amazon. Like, them niggas really had to pull up, find parking at the mall, go find, sit in them lines. Like, parents was on some shit,
bro.
Them years.
After working.
Yeah, I remember.
Right.
I don't know if y'all remember, like, you had to buy tickets at the place. So if you wanted to go to a concert, you had to go to that venue, buy the tickets.
The day of?
Park illegally. Go grab the tickets on the lunch break or something like that. If you wanted tickets to see a show, like, damn. I remember when Godzilla came out. Was that 96? The one with Diddy had the song. Bum, 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 bum,
bum, hey, bum, bum.
That one, bro, you had to buy tickets in the morning time for a certain show time, or else by the time you got there, it was sold out. Like, damn. It blows my mind. We were really living in the Stone Age. We didn't have cell phones.
What was the concert for?
No, I'm just saying, like, if you wanted to go see, I remember I went to a concert, Immature. I went to go see Immature at the Fox with my two cousins. But my mom had to drive up to the Fox Theater, like, you know, weeks before, and park, and we had to walk up and grab the tickets, like, buy them at the box office and all that. It was a whole thing. That's what I'm talking about with the double-edged sword of these of technology. Like, it makes things so easy. Like, we can lay in our bed and book a flight. You used to have to call the airline, bro.
Right.
You used to have to call the airline to book your flight.
Duh.
We were really in the Stone Age back then.
I still do that.
When I found out my little brother didn't know what a busy tone was, when he made a phone call and he just looked at his phone. I was like, what's wrong? He was like, what is this? And he put it on speakerphone, and I was like, you don't know what a busy tone is? Damn. That's the difference. That's the
interesting. So that died with what? Dial up?
I don't know. You got to think landline. When texting came on, like, you know, it was just a completely different beast at that point.
Bro, it's so much stuff that they, like, technology has just left in the Stone Age. Like, they won't let cassette tapes die. They keep bringing them out. Every couple years, somebody does a random or limited release of it, and Urban Outfitters will try to hop on the trend, and then they're selling, you know, cassette players and stuff like that. But so much technology has fallen by the wayside, bro.
Yeah.
It's crazy. With cell phones used to be in bags, bro. You used to have that big ass brick with you because you needed the battery to last all day.
I never had one of them big ones. Oh, yeah.
Remember when it was just this?
That was the era.
Razor. Hey.
Razors and
I want to see the sales for the Razor, bro. Because the Razor went crazy.
What about the Singulair logo? What about the Singulair ain't even here no more. To hear
this nigga, the orange,
nigga like that.
Singular. You know what? Which what I missed out on? The chirp. I wanted a chirp.
Ooh,
I had the LX
tail chirp.
Was that the slide?
No, this is the LX.
I got the slide. Worst mistake of my life. That shit was stupid.
Yeah. It was too small, and it was made. Oh my god, the Singular logo. I remember it was a big deal that AT&T bought Singular.
Mm-hmm.
That was a huge thing for some reason. I didn't understand it, but yeah.
Motorola Razr V3 sold over 130 million units, becoming one of the best-selling ever to revitalize Motorola's mobile division with us with this iconic slim design. While the newer foldable Razr models in 2020s aim for a style of premium prices, starting around 1500, Yeah, so over 130 million units. That's crazy.
It's crazy that the whole hype was skinny. Like there was no like impressive things about the actual interface or the usage. It was just it's hella skinny.
And the outside camera was a big deal. Like the selfie camera like that. You used to be able to hold this button right here and take like a selfie like that. But in comparison, like phone to phone, right? That's so pretty skinny. Pretty soon.
Close it.
Close it.
Let me see it closed. Yeah, that's actually more impressive than I thought. iPhones got like kind of thick again.
Bro, let me show y'all one of my. This is one of my favorite phones I had right here. Hold on, let me see. Let me share my screen. Bro.
I still have the Sidekick One. That was the chunky one.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah, that's the joint.
Oh, shit. All right, so I had this Nokia right here.
It's the brick
this joint right here. It was a gaming one and music. It had the MP3 built inside of it, dog. Man, you couldn't tell me shit, boy. They stole that bad boy out of my locker when I was
I didn't get that one. This was so cool. I wanted it.
Wait. You had the Engage, like the video game one, or this one?
Wow. No, I had this one. Right. Well, wait. Now, I didn't have this one. I didn't have this one right here. I can tell you for sure. Mine was more like this one right here.
Yes. Okay. This one I've seen. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Wow. That's the one I had right there. Yeah, man.
That era was so crazy because, like, I have the box, the original box that the Sidekick came in, and they were like proudly advertising stuff that's like insanely normal now. It was like now with text message, music, internet browser, and it was like the coolest shit. I'm like, man, yep, unk. Big ass on status.
I feel like it was the Razr, the Sidekick, the Motorola Juke, and the chocolate. Do you guys remember the chocolate and the Juke phone?
I don't remember the Juke.
I remember the Juke. I can't remember the chocolate though.
The chocolate was like it was the slide up one. It was the one that just slid right up.
The Juke was a Motorola. Oh, damn. You're talking about the one that went like sideways.
Yep, that was a big one. That one popped off. Mm-hmm. Yep, it was really skinny. It was like a lipstick size one.
Oh, I do remember that. The button was like boom, 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 boom.
You recall?
Yeah.
Chocolate phone.
Chocolate. Hold on, yeah, it was LG. I think LG made the chocolate.
Oh yeah, it was red.
Yep, it was a brown one, a red one, and a white one. I think
the black and red one.
Hold on. This actually might be right here. Hold on. Let me see.
I like the Verizon.
I was looking for the one I was going to show y'all. So this is the, I think you're talking about these down here, right, Cleo?
Let me see what we're talking about. Yup.
That's the Juke, right?
Yep. This was, I think, hold on. Because that one, I could have sworn the Juke was the one that did the Juke phone. Hold on. Let me double check. Yep, he's right. The Samsung Juke. That's the one.
This wasn't it. So I had a phone like this, but the screen could swivel. And so the front of the phone could swivel, and it had the camera part on there. And you could also like watch videos while the phone was closed because you had your big screen on the outside of the phone.
The rotating camera, I remember that one.
Bro, that shit was crazy.
Those phones were solid though. They were like super thick too. But like, I feel like every mom had that phone. Every mom had that phone, and they were just like, I don't know if there's any games on it, but it was just like reliable.
Reliability and battery life, man. That's what we needed back in the day, boy. It was so many chargers. We had so many chargers. None of them shits worked on multiple phones. You always had to get a new charger.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, the Nokia was the worst one. But I think my earliest phone was that blue, that super durable blue Nokia. That's as old as
8100. Was it 8100?
That brick. Yeah,
everybody had a brick at one point. I mean, if you came up with in that era, you had a brick at one point. Them bitches were super robust.
There was nothing wrong with
immaculate. Nah, I'm not. I wouldn't even talk about that one. I'm talking about the Nokia 8100, the blue and silver. Hey,
the bracelet is the worst part of this fucking photo.
He's headed to a D&D convention, man. Leave him alone.
Shit look crazy.
Leave him alone, man.
Yo, that's insane. All right, man. Before we get out of here, Cleo, you got anything coming up you want to let the people know to look out for?
Yeah, I can officially make the announcement that I am nominated for an NAACP Image Award, man.
Congratulations, my boy.
Thank you, brother. I'm nominated in the Outstanding Digital Content Creator Gaming and Tech category. And this feels... Yeah, for sure. It feels amazing, man. It feels to be acknowledged in a lane that you care so much about. You know, I've loved the game my entire life. I wouldn't be where I am today if I didn't love tech the way that I do. So to be able to be nominated, especially by the NAACP, considering, you know, where I came from in a lane entertainment-wise, where I saw Steve Harvey, I thought the only way for me to get an NAACP Image Award in life, I'd have to do a role. I'd have to have done a hosting or something. And yet, you know, the skill sets evolved and adapted over time. And now I get the chance to be an NAACP nominee as of today, Cleo Thomas. And hopefully, hopefully February 27th, we will be NAACP Image Award winner, Cleo Thomas.
That's fine. Man.
Got a ring to it.
Make sure you guys vote. Yeah. Let me throw it out there. Sorry. You guys can go to my Instagram page. There'll be a link in the bio. Be ready to see me constantly reminding people, because you can vote once every single day leading up to February 13th. So you click the link in my bio. It's going to take you to a page. You scroll down. You tap vote for Cleo. You scroll back up. Tap submit vote. Then scroll back down. Then tap submit. Put your email address in. Press submit, and you officially will come to a confirmation page, and that will let you know that you submitted your vote. If you guys find the time, all the listeners, all the watchers, if you can find 15 to 20 seconds out of your day to set your reminder just to do that for your boy, I'd highly appreciate it. If I ever put a smile on your face, if you ever watch any of my streams, if you ever watched any of my movies, if you watch me on Great Taste when Pat brought me through the door, you know we've been rocking for a very long time, so I would love to be able to put my points on the board when it comes to NAACP Image Awards.
Hell yeah.
Vote.
Yeah, man. Thank you, guys.
Get all of that in there. Pat, you got anything coming up you want to let the people know about?
Planet Sandwich every Wednesday, and stay on the lookout for Tea and Time coming out on All Def, hosted by your boy. We are shooting this week, so check my stories.
Hell yeah. And I got some shows coming out. I'm being Sesh Comedy in New York on February 21st. Then I'll be at Mic Drop in Detroit. What up, though, on February 22nd. When it comes to March, man, on March 6th, the day before my birthday, I'm going to be at the Attic, and I think that's Columbus, and then Planet of the Tapes in Louisville, Kentucky, two shows on my actual birthday, and then the rest of the shows will be added to my website. I'm also going to be in Chattanooga on the 8th, so I'm going to be all over back in St. Louis on 314 Day. Big 314 shit. So got a lot coming out, man. Just gonna try to live on the road for this year. So pull on up if you see me coming to your town. You know what I'm talking about?
Come say what's happening.
There it is. As always, ladies and gentlemen, first of all, we want to thank our guest Cleo Thomas for coming through.
Yeah.
Drop some good conversation. Make sure y'all get out and vote for him. NAACP nominee. Got a lot of things coming out, man. Look out for the new content as well. Make sure you join his Patreon, because he does giveaways twice a month. You can get you some good-ass tech over there. Well, thank you for coming through, brother. It's always a pleasure to have you. As always, I'm to hear more.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And we'll see you next time on a new episode of Damn, Internet, You're Scary. Peace, guys.
Peace.